Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Ta-da! Now, someone asked me a question about whether they should give their bosses a reference, given that they had been with the firm for 10 years. Perplexing problem for the job hunter. Easy one for me to answer in my seat. So I hope you find this helpful. Maybe you haven't been with a firm for 10 years. Maybe it's been the first 2 years of your career, and this is the one manager who knows your work. It's an interesting problem. Listen to the show, and then come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I've got a lot of information there that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions, and I'll answer them and get you prepared for interviews and help you with salary negotiations, all by being a part of the site. So come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And in the meantime,
referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for 40 plus years now. One of my viewers just emailed me and asked a question that I think will apply to more people. And that is, you know, he basically wrote, I have no references because I've been with my employer for the last 10 years. Should I ask my boss? No. That's the simplest way I could put it. No. It's like announcing that you're going to resign your job. You know, your boss is now instantly prepared for your departure. May want to get rid of you, or I may want to start interviewing before you're ready to go. I just don't think it's a wise strategy. What I think would serve you better is to connect with people who've already left the firm, who can provide a strong testimonial for you and your work. I think your employer, or any employer you're interviewing with, I should say, understands you've been with one organization for 10 years. Maybe a former manager has departed. You can reach out to them. Maybe several former colleagues can be reached out to. Don't know how to find them? A couple of different ways you can try connecting. Number one is LinkedIn. Number two is doing a Google search. You may know where they live. You can look them up in the phone book and connect with them that way. But avoid reaching out to your current boss. Very few are not going to feel like they're in a bind where they have to now start laying the groundwork for your departure, contacting HR to start preparing a job rec to replace you. Once you start going down that road, very few good things can happen for you. So this is Jeff Alpin. I hope you found this video helpful. If you didn't, you're watching it on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button, do something that lets people know that this was a worthwhile video for you. If you're watching on YouTube, I want to also encourage you to subscribe to my channel here, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. All one word, The Big Game Hunter TV. You'll get notices whenever I do a new video for YouTube. A lot of great content at my website, jeffalpin.com. Videos, podcasts, articles I've written for my e-zine. You can get a free subscription to my e-zine, by the way. It's a $499 value at jeffalpin.com. The subscription box is in the upper right-hand corner. Places that you can post your resume to, information about my books and guides to job hunting, other people's books and guides, positions I'm recruiting for, information about my coaching program, just go over to jeffalpin.com and go explore it. A few final points. If you have a question for me, send me an email through LivePerson, or I should say, call me through LivePerson.com. Be happy to answer your questions there. Excuse me. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And of course, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I should mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. This is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.